This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Government urges teachers to return to schools by taking responsibility for running educational programs. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithvi Subbagurung says government is seriously working to address the demands of the protesting teachers. President Ramchandra Pawdal appoints Raghuji Panta as Minister for Education, Science and Technology. Parliamentary Committee approves preamble and title of Federal Civil Service Bill, and drone strike on Ukraine bus kills at least 9 people. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to provide relief assistance worth 1 million rupees each to the families of Sabin Maharjan and Suresh Rajak, who died in the fatal incident that took place in Tinkune on the 28th of March. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithvi Subbagurung shared the decision of the Council of Ministers at a press conference organized today. Meanwhile, the Communications Minister said the government is seriously working to address the demands of the protesting teachers and urged them to return to schools by taking responsibility for running educational programs such as student enrollment campaigns, publication of exam results and conducting examinations. Minister Gurung said the government is committed to pass the school education bill accordingly. Minister Gurung shared that a decision has been taken to approve the foreign aid mobilization policy 2082, the Public Procurement 14th Amendment Regulations 2082. President Ramchandra Pawdal has appointed Raghuji Panta as the Minister for Education, Science and Technology. According to a statement issued today by the Office of the President, Panta was appointed as the Education Minister by President Pawdal on the recommendation of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Earlier, Bidya Bhattrai had resigned from the position of Minister for Education, Science and Technology on Monday. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives has approved the preamble and title of the Federal Civil Service Bill, which outlines provisions for the formation, operation and service conditions of Nepal's Federal Civil Service. In a meeting held today, the committee discussed the draft report and endorsed a proposal to revise key terms in the bill's preamble. The committee also approved a proposal to update the bill's name, changing the year from 2080 to 2082 in line with the Nepali calendar. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has clarified that there is no problem in running the present government. In a meeting today with journalists covering the security beat and in the context of the Nepali New Year 2082 Bikram Sambat, Home Minister Lekhak urged them not to doubt the coalition over the issue of resignation of the Education Minister and appointment of the Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor. The Home Minister made it clear that strong peace and security, efficient home administration and well-equipped security agencies were also his priorities. Speaker Devraj Khimre has said it is the Parliament's responsibility to pass the school education bill with priority. In a meeting organized to discuss contemporary political issues with the chief whips of various political parties today, Speaker Khimre said that the education bill should be passed on priority with the operation of the Parliament at a time when the teachers of the community schools are agitating demanding the promulgation of the Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and visiting Brazilian former football player Roberto Carlos had a meeting today. The meeting took place at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhardarbar. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli welcomed the football star Carlos to Nepal. Carlos, who came to Nepal to attend ongoing Nepal Super League NSL football championship in return, expressed gratitude for the hospitality. The visiting Indian Minister for Power, Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal Khattar, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today. During the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Simhadarbar, various aspects of friendly and cultural relations, development of energy sector and cooperation between the two neighboring countries were discussed. The leaders discussed the evolution of rich cooperation between the two countries in the energy sector in recent times. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal Now. It's time for a short break. Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line. जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज विजिटिङ डेप्युटी प्राइम मिनिस्टर एन्ड मिनिस्टर फर फोरेन अफेयर्स अफ द युनाइटेड Arab Emirates UAE Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. During the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today, various aspects of mutual friendship between the two countries as well as of trade and investment were discussed. Prime Minister Oli urged the Deputy Prime Minister for investment in various sectors in Nepal, including hydropower and green energy. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister Nayan, who came to Nepal on a two-day official visit, said he would encourage entrepreneurs of the UAE for investment expansion in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A Russian drone strike on a bus transporting workers in the Ukrainian region of Dnipropetrovsk killed at least 9 people and wounded dozens more, the governor said on Wednesday. The AFP news agency cited Governor Sergei Lysak on Telegram as saying the number of wounded is constantly growing. The attacks came as envoys from the United States, Ukraine and European countries were due to hold a new round of talks in Britain on Wednesday aimed at ending the more than 3-year conflict. The Resistance Front, TRF, has claimed responsibility for the attack in which at least 26 tourists were killed and more than a dozen others were injured on Tuesday. According to Al Jazeera, TRF's message on Telegram after the attack stated, "Consequently, violence will be directed toward those attempting to settle illegally." TRF, a little-known armed group that emerged in the region in 2019, is still at times referred to as the virtual front inside the security apparatus in Kashmir, for that is how it started. Indian security forces in Kashmir carried out a major manhunt on Wednesday. On Tuesday, tourists in Pahalgam town of Kashmir came under attack from gunmen with automatic rifles. The attackers emerged from a nearby forest and shot at least 26 tourists dead and injured several others. All those killed were men. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall or snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government urges teachers to return to schools by taking responsibility for running educational programs. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithi Subbagurung says government is seriously working to address demands of protesting teachers. President Ramchandra Portal appoints Raghuji Pantha as the Minister for Education, Science and Technology. Parliamentary Committee approves preamble and title of Federal Civil Service Bill, and drone strike on Ukraine bus kills at least 9 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.